Good morning, people. This is your Cosmic Curator with a look at the stars for Saturday, August 2nd and the week ahead. Well, folks, welcome to August. The day begins with the moon in Libra. Libra is a cardinal air sign ruled by Venus. It's a mental energy that favors friendship, art, and social interactions. It's a festive energy and adds a sweet flavor to the day to enjoy summer celebrations and musical festivals wherever they are, but especially here in Maine, where life is the way it ought to be. Now, Libra isn't just about art, romance, and parties. Libra is also the sign of justice. Its glyph is a scale, the scale of justice that balances truth from falsehood. Libra's imperative is equal justice under law and fairness to all. The day's energy is supported by a beautiful trine from Venus and Jupiter in Gemini. Jupiter and Venus are the two great benefics of the zodiac. Jupiter will enhance and expand, and Venus will douse it with a sparkle of beauty. So what a great day to get out there and dance. Now, the sun is especially strong today. It's in sidereal Cancer at the midpoint in the sky between the spring and the autumn equinox. And it is in a most auspicious nakshatra called Pusha. That's the energy symbolized by the nurturing mother who provides for all. If there's any issue with having what you need, it's not Mother Nature's fault. Now, Mars has moved into sidereal Virgo. Virgo is an earth sign ruled by Mercury. Mars puts its energy here in getting things done, being of service, and harvesting. The blueberry tractors will be humming with Mars here. Now, the problem can be that Mars overthinks when it's in Virgo. Mars likes to take action, and Virgo likes to slow down and think things out. So, just balance action with forethought, and you'll be fine. Now, elsewhere in the zodiac, Saturn and Neptune remain in conjunction in Pisces. Oh, that's been very difficult. The results are a weakening of Saturn, and Saturn is the planet that governs law, tradition, social norms, and institutions. Neptune is the energy that dissolves. It dissolves reality. It's a 35-year cycle, and when it comes around, things change. Now, the transit is in effect for most of the year, and it's hard to say what will be transformed besides having to repaint the side of your barn, but that energy is in progress. Now, this week, we'll see the moon moving into its fullness on Friday. This is one of the most powerful full moons of the year as it is in the cardinal axis of Cancer and Capricorn. Full moons illuminate and something once hidden will come to light. The tides and emotions will be especially high and you'll see it in the headlines and the home spaces and also your furry pets and kids. They'll be running around. And let's not forget Mercury. That planet of rational thought is retrograde in Cancer. And that's a sure sign of confusion, miscommunication, even disinformation. So be sure to count your change, check the facts, back up your computer, read the fine print, and don't send that email out without giving it some extra thought. Always know what you are getting yourself into when it comes to a contract or a vote. Finally, it's a special day today. Energetically, it's known as midsummer. The Druids celebrated the sun's position here between the spring and fall equinox as one of the most sacred holidays in their calendar. It's said the invisible realm visits the earthy plane and plays tricks on the unwary. So keep an eye out for mischief makers. Well, that's it for this edition of the Cosmic Curator. And remember the cosmic disclaimer. It's the wise person who rules their star and a fool who is ruled by them. See you next week right here on WERU 89.9 FM Blue Hill, or streaming around the globe at WERU.org or the handy-dandy WERU app. That's it for now. Over and out.